Hi, the Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Blue Jackets with a second of their three-game road trip tonight in Buffalo against the Sabres. While looking for back-to-back wins, Columbus remains still 2 points out while chasing down the final wild card spot in the East. Jed Greaves will be in goal. 7 p.m. faceoff here on the Fan. Other games that can affect the Blue Jackets tonight: Ottawa hosts Florida, the Islanders at home of Toronto, and Philadelphia is at Detroit. First round of the Masters at Augusta National. It's Rory McIlroy and Sam Burns tied atop the leaderboard at 5 under par. They're a stroke better than a group that includes Kurt Kitayama, Jason Day, Patrick Reed, and Scotty Scheffler. Baseball today in South Florida. The Marlins beat the Reds 8-1, splitting a four-game series. Off day for the Cleveland Guardians. Columbus Clippers continue their series at Worcester, Mass. Against the Red Sox tonight. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, and live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
You got your Masters hat on today?
I do.
You're ready.
Indeed.
Masters Day means Happy Timmy.
Oh, Timmy's happy. This hat was a gift from our friend Joey Lane, former Buckeye basketball captain from the Tao Gang. He got to go down there with his job 1 year. Didn't even ask for anything. Usually people will ask me if they want me to bring him back merch. I always politely decline because my line has been, I will get that when I get my time to go. Joey just went out of his way and got this for me anyway and surprised me with it. So it's the one piece of Masters garb that I have. So I figured I'd wear that today, paying an ode to him. He's a terrific golfer himself. So I'm excited for this weekend.
We got Masters stuff, Rory.
Yeah, Rory's five under through 15.
Yeah,
so
5 under today.
He's got a couple of holes left on the track today. He is looking prime to try to defend his title. It took him this long, 10 plus years, to seal the deal and win that fifth major, but complete the Grand Slam, which he ultimately did last year when he won that first green jacket.
It is a too hot Thursday.
Too hot.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Too hot Thursday. Teddy will dazzle us with audio today. It's also around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg at 3:30. Jackets in Buffalo tonight. Buffalo, of course, the home of Jarmo Kekäläinen.
Yes.
The former GM of the Blue Jackets.
He has retooled them, hasn't he?
Well, yes, he's made an impact. I want to point out, though, that everybody was on the roster. They were just underachieving.
Yes.
And Jarmo came in early in the season, and he set the standard, and he said if, you know, the standard's not met, then you guys can play elsewhere, and kudos to them. They listened. They also have a very veteran coach in Lindy Ruff, who's been around the block, and they're going to win their division.
If you had
told me that before the season, I wouldn't have believed you.
This is just another one of those things to kind of rub salt in our wounds, right? It's just kind of how it goes. We are of the opinion that Jarmo stayed here too long, where things had gotten stale, and
that's correct.
The success had already halted, and let's get on with things, right? Just because it wasn't working here, you see this in the NHL, you see this in the NBA. We're seeing it now more than ever, right? Where change of scenery, hit a reset button at times. at critical times of the season can do something for your club. So, you know, credit to Yarmo. He got there to Buffalo and he's helped them out. They've been starving for this for a long, long time, and they are a really good team this year.
You know, Yarmo is known for his intimidation tactics.
Yes.
You know, once upon a time, you know, he would call up and he would ask for trades. He would demand the best trade possible.
Yeah.
Now, if you're saying, is this an old bit? Yes, it is. And I'm going to play it because Fishy requested it today.
Okay, yeah.
Fishy requested a little back in the day, Jarmo Kekäläinen calls up the Edmonton Oilers and tries to make a trade with their GM.
Okay, let me call this jabroni guy stupid. Make trade. Jarmo be happy.
Hello,
Edmonton Oilers GM, whose name I don't care about. I want to make trade. Nobody cares what your name is. I want to make trade.
Oh, okay, well, we have several players available. Who are you interested in?
I want you to give me Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, and the Polar Bear.
Both of those players are retired, and they don't play for us anymore, and I don't have a polar bear.
I want a lifetime supply of poutine in my mouth.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I want you to take back Justin Bieber because he sucks and is stupid, and give me a maple syrup factory.
Well, we don't want him either. We sent him down to you. We don't want him back.
You are making Yarmo's headache. How about you give me Neil Yakupov, Jordan Eberle, and I give you Adam Cracknell a bag of pucks in a big can of shut the f*** up.
That doesn't sound like it's a very good trade on my end of things.
I don't care about your end of things.
Fair enough. I respect your opinion.
I want you to say my name.
Say, what does that mean? Say
you
your name.
You know what my name is.
I know what your name is, but why
say
do you want me to
my say my name?
Yarmo. Yarmo Kekäläinen.
You're damn right.
My pants just exploded right off my body. I don't know why.
I'll tell you why. Because Yarmo is Yarmoing again. Have a good day. Your team sucks. Mine is great. Bye-bye.
I feel so violated.
You should. Click.
The click. The click is my favorite part of
good
that.
Good job, Bone. I do. I also love how you were able to get the cell phone all like you got Jason Stark in the worst place for that for that cell phone connection to sound kind of cloudy, like you're all the way up there in Edmonton fighting all the evergreens for a good signal.
We did a lot of Yarmo stuff.
Oh.
And the Yarmo's going to be Yarmoing again.
He's Yarmoing
tonight.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
What's the matter?
Already?
What's the matter?
Already?
Sorry.
I don't like that.
That wasn't even very like natural.
No, it wasn't very good. I'm
sorry.
That was a lousy Walker
you're
told
right.
me I have AIDS.
I can do it better.
I contend
you're right, whatever you're about to say.
I contend that doesn't count.
No, it counts.
No, I contend that it doesn't.
I kind of agree with him.
It's two against one. You blow the wad at 3:08. I mean, come on.
You just
played a nice bit. You didn't give you... Hey, hit the enter button. You got to have some kind of setup.
He just jammed it in there.
You did like I would do.
It was no foreplay. It was none of it. By the way, speaking of foreplay, can we stop acting outraged that people are questioning the integrity of both Mike Vrabel and Diana Russini? All right, look, whether they have an affair or not, so tired of people saying, it's not fair to question her. Why? Because she's a woman? No. Maybe because if they are having a relationship, it is wholly inappropriate. From his standard, it's, you know, immoral. It's also probably not a good look. But from her standards, her job is to cover Mike Vrabel and other people.
It's just as bad for both.
Around the league.
You have an NFL reporter. You have an NFL head coach.
It's all bad.
It's all bad from both sides, none more than the other.
Minimizing it. Oh, you're just saying that because she's a woman.
No,
let me tell you something.
Just as bad for him.
When Jay Glazer came out last offseason and acted all butthurt because Aaron Rodgers didn't return his phone calls, that too is a conflict of interest. Don't buddy-buddy with these guys. And then when they don't return your call, you're going to go out and start ripping them? It's your job to cover the damn league.
I completely agree.
You know, back in the day, we had a guy used to work here, go out and golf with all the Blue Jacket players. He was buddy-buddy with all of them. And then when it came time to do his show, he didn't have a critical thing to say. Why? Because he has a personal relationship with all of them. You have to draw the line. If you're going to be a reporter, if you're going to be an entertainer and cast judgment on people and be paid for your opinion, then you have to draw the line.
I don't really have anything else to add to that either.
There's only one other thing that I have to say about that.
And how you doing, little partner?
And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Yeah, and that too.
Imagine someone telling you that you have AIDS, not your doctor. That'd be awkward, right?
Especially since this little kid doesn't even know what AIDS is.
How did I get it? There's no way that can be accurate information. I don't have AIDS. I'm Haley Joel Osment. I'm a good, clean boy.
His mom was filthy.
His mom was a mutter.
Ohio politicians are wasting their time with something. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Man, you're in store for a real show today. I'll tell you what. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street, and you're looking at a 5-minute holdup if you need to travel northbound 71 on that north side between 670 and Weber Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, whew, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine for us today, a beautiful day ahead and warm with highs in the mid to upper 70s and breezy winds. We get mostly clear skies tonight with our lows in the 50s, and then for Friday, we will see a partly sunny day with chances of showers and storms developing in the afternoon and evening. Winds will be breezy and highs in the mid 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 weather impact forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Mike, there's going to be a lot of Masters things on the mind the next couple days. I've been seeing a lot of past champions dinner menus floating around. I don't know if you've caught any of these. So this one has been getting dragged through the mud, and I want you to be the judge. And then I got another thought on that, because yesterday's coverage, they're just going after it relentlessly for the par three contest, which I thought was still cool and had the families and all that. But this is Bubba Watson's meal, and he apparently did this for both wins. You know, he's a two-time winner at Augusta, and you saw what Rory's was, right? You've seen how expansive these menus can be. Yeah. You can throw, you know, upwards of 4, 5, 6 appetizers on there. Then you can have a first course, a main entree with two different options, like a fish and a steak or whatever. The dessert, like, it's a pretty big menu.
Rory's was kind of like upscale steakhouse with a Northern Irish flavor to it.
Yeah. He even joked. You heard that joke from him. They're like, why wasn't there more Irish food? And he said, well, you know, I do want to enjoy the dinner.
Oh, stop it.
So he said the impersonation.
Knock it off.
I didn't even do an impersonation.
You just did. What? That wasn't an impersonation?
I think it was like halfway through it.
All right, go ahead.
I don't really have an Irish.
You don't have an anything.
Yes,
Doesn't stop you from doing it.
So here it is. The salad, it just says traditional Caesar salad. There's no writing beneath it. That's all it says. Traditional Caesar salad.
What year was this?
This is 2013. Okay. April 9, 2013, the Masters Club dinner. Then we get to the only entree that's here. There's just one item there, the salad, middle, and then the dessert. That's all he has. Grilled chicken breast.
That's terrible.
Green beans, mashed potatoes, corn, macaroni and cheese served with cornbread. That's everything that's underneath chicken breast.
Can I tell you something? For like a Thursday night dinner, if I went home and I had that, that'd be a fine thing.
Of course.
All right?
Course.
But we're talking about a Masters dinner to celebrate your championship. You can do a little bit better than a grilled chicken breast. Give me a braised thigh. Give me something.
And I'm sure that's going to be one of the best grilled chicken breasts you've ever had.
You're probably assuming wrong.
It's very basic.
It's banquet style. They're cooking a lot of portions of it, and it's probably cooked ahead and dried out.
Confetti cake with vanilla ice cream. That's it. That's the dessert.
This guy's name is Bubba.
We've got
he's fitting of the name Bubba.
What do we have? Betty Crocker? Who among us doesn't like a confetti? I think confetti cake might be...
Well, that's fine.
Pillsbury. But then Betty Crocker's got the rainbow chip.
This is not just a dinner for you. Yes, you're the man of honor, I guess, because you're the past champion. But at the same time, all of your colleagues, all of your peers, they're eating this. You want to serve something representative of the occasion, being at Augusta. All right. If I won, I wouldn't have my first course as bag of salsa verde Doritos. I like them. I eat them all the time, but I'm going to have a little bit more respect for the institution than to just say, crack open a bag of Doritos, there's my appetizer.
So that came off the heels of somebody finding Hideki Matsuyama's meal.
Okay.
And I remember the cool moment was, to throw some cultural background in this, the caddy bowed to the course, and they captured this. I remember they retweeted it, and it just went nuts. People just loved it. And I did too, because That's a Japanese traditional thing. I didn't know about it until then, but after he had won, the caddy grabbed the flag top and bowed to the course, and that was just so pure. But the meal was this: appetizers, assorted sushi, sashimi, and nigiri yakitori chicken skewers. Then he had miso glazed black cod with a dashi broth.
All right.
Then we go on to the Miyazaki Wagyu, A5 Wagyu beef ribeye with mixed mushrooms and veggies, and Sancho Daikon Ponzu. I have no idea what that is. And then Japanese...
It sounds lovely.
Japanese strawberry shortcake, fluffy sponge cake with whipped cream and Amayu strawberries.
See, now that sounds like a hell of a meal.
That's got a lot of the Japanese culture in it.
That's a composed meal. Everybody's going to find something they enjoy on there, whether you like the fish or you like the steak. I like that very much. Bubba Watson, you're a hillbilly.
Here's where we went too far with that. So they were dragging that menu, rightfully so, for Bubba Watson. Yesterday, all we have is a 3-hour window for the par 3 contest, okay? Like, the par 3 contest, I call that like a lazy river of golf. It is sort of a, let's take a deep breath, let's take a sigh before we get ready for the most important golf tournament that there ever was. And I think for a lot of those golfers, they've been stressed out of their minds. They've been working hard. They've been grinding on the course since they got there Monday, or some guys earlier if they didn't play in Texas the week before. And they can get that loop done in an hour, 15, hour and a half. It's a par three course. Every hole's 85 to 120 yards. You got kids. They'll design a jumpsuit, a caddy suit for you, all shapes and sizes. Even the infants, if it's only like 12 inches long, like, it's cute kids taking a swing, caddies taking a swing at a hole. That's what it is. And apparently, because Kevin Hart was caddying for Bryson DeChambeau and Jason Kelce was out there and he had a microphone, it is just, I mean, they are getting raked for their coverage. And I understand that there's got to be some balance between fun and etiquette when it comes to the game of golf. But you're, I mean, this is coming from someone who has loved this game since I was 5 years old. We talked about Jason Day. Look, the whole suit, it's too many pumps. You can have a bird shirt, but we don't need the bird pants to go with the bird shirt. You look ridiculous out there. This is Augusta National, not a rock concert, for God's sakes. That was the par three tournament. It had nothing to do with what's going to carry over to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You want to have opinions and arguments about how we should keep, you know, near and dear to our hearts the tournament and how it's covered? I got no problem with that. But my God, did they get drilled for yesterday? And I'm just not seeing it. Take a chill pill, everybody.
I understand why some people probably don't dig it. You know, the other side of that is you have to know your audience. Whether I think it's fun or interesting, maybe the core golf people, the guy that's tuning in for that thing, doesn't like the coverage.
Yes, there's this phrase that we have out there for people that don't want anyone else in the game of golf called shrink the game. And usually it makes sense because you just see, you know, a-holes out there. They're crashing carts into the pond. They're destroying our golf courses. They're way too loud, blasting music. I'm all for that, right? I mean, and even the dress code, it can be lax. Depending on what course you're playing at, sure, you're going out to your
even
$20
you
muni, you can have jeans on and a golf shirt if you
need to lighten up a little bit for events like this.
It's a par three contest.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like the 16th hole at Phoenix. Not even close.
I will say this, though.
That's turned into a baggy pants fuss.
Right, that's gone overboard.
It has gone overboard.
The Jason Kelce stuff. Look, back in the day, when, like, Shia LaBeouf was everywhere, the actor.
What happened to him, by the way? Oh,
he turned out to be a total lunatic.
Just yelling at people in Rome the other week.
He was everywhere. And so you started to see this pushback, and there were these T-shirts that came out that said, "Enough LaBeouf."
Enough LaBeouf.
I feel that way about Jason Kelce. Where it's like, all right, I got it. You like him. Enough.
Yes.
He's on everything. Can you do anything, ESPN, without calling Jason Kelce?
No. No.
He needs to be at everything.
No. And this, okay, like, I acknowledge that. And part of me will say, if it's that many people that are pissed off with this, part of me deep down has to acknowledge that. I think I have my idea. It was fine for me. I'm okay if it sucked for everybody else, then that should mean you have to dial that back a little bit. Because it's like you said, this is for, you want to take care of your golf crowd and also make sure that it's fun for everybody. And I at least notice Sarah when she's sitting next to me on the couch and I have this on. She enjoys seeing the cute kids out there take a putt at it. You got Rory's little girl making a 20, you know, making a 40-foot downhill putt type of thing.
I get it. I understand.
It was GT Nicklaus, one of the coolest moments when Jack Nicklaus's grandson in the caddy jump shoot back in 2018 took a swing, I think on the 9th hole with the water in front of it, and actually came away with an ace. And Gary Player and Tom Watson are the guys that are there in that group. Like, can you imagine having a memory like that? Ugh.
All right, Ohio politicians are wasting their time. Ohio would ban people from using their phones to play sports bets under new legislation being pushed by the House Republicans. Three lawmakers unveiled a plan yesterday to restrict sports gaming 3 years after it became legal. Under their proposal, Ohio would require gamblers to place wagers at casinos and prohibit all betting on college sports, cap the amount and frequency of bets, and limit the ability of sportsbook to advertise or to offer financial incentives. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This is a total waste of time. This has absolutely no chance of advancing. The three people who are pushing this forward are wasting their voters' times. You know, I've seen DeWine come out and say, oh, I regret ever approving it. It's like, well, you know what? The genie's never going back in the bottle.
It's out now.
That's the way it goes, okay?
Gambling was coming down the pipeline. There's a lot of money to be made, and you're not going back.
You may find some tweaks here and there like you have with prop bets and crap like that. But the reality is you let all of the children out in the playground, and we got a taste of what it was like. Before, it was just, I heard a story. There's a slide.
Yeah.
Where? It's in a place called Las Vegas. Maybe we can go someday. But now you've brought the playground into our backyard and you want to take it out again?
Well, and isn't it what they think they're doing it for is part of the reason why this is a dumb idea? Like, I respect if you want to help people that have a serious addiction and they can't stop it. Now we're feeding the beast. I am cognizant of that. But at the same time, there are all these other vices out there that are legal. And if you have a problem with that, that's on the people that are close to you in your life to try to help you. And you have to have all of the helplines and the services.
I'm not saying don't have government-sponsored resources to help these people.
You and I, whatever it is, fully on board with all of that. But don't tell me that pulling back on the reins on this is going to help all of the a-holes out there be nicer to collegiate athletes on social media. They'll still find a way to make their bets, and even if it's not their bet, they'll still be nasty to them.
Of course,
because
they
care that much about whether they win or lose, and that sucks, but that is just a way of life.
So if one of the three idiots you voted for is putting that forward, I want you to contact their office and say, thank you so much for representing our best interest. Now, can you get back to work, please? Thank you. Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a bit of a slowdown if you're on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to I-70. And avoid the area near Park Street and Vine Street. We've got a gas leak reported there. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Your self-care routine is about to glow up. Enjoy 30% off all vitamins and body care at Fresh Time Market from April 8th through the 14th. Take care of yourself and your wallet at one of the biggest sales of the year. Fresh Time Market, rooted in your well-being. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to be with you guys.
Jeremiah Smith came out yesterday and said he could have made $10 million in the transfer portal this year. I'm not calling him a liar. I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure the Miami Hurricanes, and among others, ready to write that big check. Do we have an idea? Do you have an idea who is the highest paid guy in college football right now from a player perspective?
You know, it's hard to say who specifically. I'm sure it's I wouldn't say I'm sure, but most likely it's a quarterback, although you didn't have as many of the guys that maybe could have gone somewhere else or were really on the fence between the NFL and coming back who decided to come back. You know, Carson Beck obviously was paid very, very handsomely last year by Miami. You know, it could be a guy like Darian Mensah, you know, who Miami poached from Duke you know, very, very late in the portal cycle to be its starting quarterback. That's a school that, as you mentioned, hasn't been shy about its ability and its desire to spend whatever it takes. But you know, Jeremiah Smith is just such a unique player because we all know that barring, you know, an injury or a real big production setback, he's going to be the number one overall pick in the draft next year. I mean, he's a guy that could have played in the NFL almost immediately after he got to the college level, which is pretty rare, regardless of position. But, you know, he's a guy that could help an NFL team right now. And so that's someone who is obviously of great value to Ohio State. And that's why, you know, they did whatever they needed to do to try to keep him happy and keep him a Buckeye this season.
Adam, one thing that we always sort of look at as a mile marker in the middle of summertime that tells us the college football is right around the bend, that's good old Big Ten football media days. What better, though, than when they announce when the schools are going to be participating in media days? They need 3 days for this now, spaced out through Chicago, so you don't have to travel. That's convenient for you. Can you think ahead to this of some of the coaches and players you're most wanting to hear from and some of the storylines going into the season?
Well, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Indiana is, you know, now having won a national championship, the talk of college football. Your Kurt Cignetti is always good for sound bites, and I know they're already talking about, you know, finding a way to have a chip on their shoulder, as teams always do, even though there's no real reason to after winning a national title. So I think that's interesting. Oregon, it feels like a now or not, I wouldn't say never, but certainly an elevated pressure type season for the Ducks. And to answer your earlier question, it might have been Dante Moore. You know, he was a guy that obviously could have gotten to the NFL and
right.
Been a high draft pick. He comes back to the Ducks. And in talking to Dan Lanning here recently, you know, when I do these sort of roster reviews with a lot of coaches at this time of year, his was different because we're talking about guys mostly that were on the team last year. They returned their entire defensive line, a number of key offensive playmakers. They get Evan Stewart back from injury. To join Ja'Corian Moore at wide receiver. I mean, that team is absolutely loaded, and it feels like they're next in line to be, you know, a team that we're really talking about. USC, in talking to Lincoln Riley last month, he's very excited about his roster, which doesn't have as many transfers, a lot of returning players. So, yeah, I could go on and on. This is an exciting topic because this is the nation's top conference. There's no doubt about it, and it has a chance to continue this run of national championships. Maybe with an Oregon, maybe Ohio State again, maybe Indiana repeat, maybe USC finally makes the playoffs. There are a lot of interesting possibilities, and then certainly Michigan with Kyle Whittingham taking over is going to be always a big storyline.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. So James Franklin gets fired from Penn State. He's out of work not too long, and now he's taking over for Virginia Tech. And he was talking that, you know, he's going to make some changes behind the scenes. Now, we know why he wound up getting fired. It's because he didn't win the games he was supposed to win, didn't beat the teams he was supposed to win. But behind the scenes, his coaching style, the way he handled his staff, what was the read on James Franklin at Penn State? And what do you think he means by he's going to change things up at Virginia Tech?
Well, I think whenever, you know, even if you feel like you were wronged in being fired when he was, it does give you time to self-reflect. And I talked with James recently. And, you know, he is such an impressive kind of CEO of a program. You talk to him and you're like, man, why doesn't this guy win more championships? Because he is very organized. He's got great energy. You know, you come away from those conversations thinking that this person is in charge and that they have a plan. But I think he also has to look at, you know, why did it not ultimately reach the next level at Penn State? You know, could there have been different decisions made as far as staffing or how he manages the offense or how he managed games? You know, why wasn't Drew Aller a guy who ever really took off at quarterback? I mean, those are things, again, you can be stubborn and say, well, you know, they just wronged me and I made the college football playoff semifinal and nearly the national championship. How could you fire me? They're wrong. Or you can look in the mirror and say, you know what? There are some areas that I have to do differently. And even though there's a lot of familiarity on that Virginia Tech staff, which, by the way, includes Brent Pry, who was their fired coach, who used to work for James Franklin at Penn State and Virginia Tech. Other assistants and players have come over, including Ethan Grunkemeyer, the quarterback transfer from Penn State. You know, if he does it the exact same, I think that would be a mistake. You're in a different place. You've had some time to reflect, and the pressure's off to a degree because it's not Penn State. But again, if he's not competing for the ACC, it's going to look like a hire that we weren't maybe a little bit off base about, because certainly that was a celebrated hire at the time by the Hokies.
Adam, I'm always curious. We're here in spring game season. Purdue's got the next one coming up, so that'll be a banger, I'm sure, on April 11th. And then Ohio State's will be Saturday, April 18th. And depending on the weather and the year, the Buckeyes could put 90 to 100,000 fans in there for a spring game practice. With all the tinkering that's going on, though, there's been topics of do these become, you know, inter-squad type of scrimmages. You're trying to find revenue and make more money with your NIL budget anywhere you can, make it a bigger TV event. Are spring games are what they are at this point, or could you see some change coming to those?
Well, I think what's nice about them is that you know they're great for fans to get at least a glimpse of their team. This is a very closed off sport. It's not a lot of, hey, let's practice before the public and have them interact with players. I know Ohio State just had their fan day, which I think is a great event in the spring, but there really are limited opportunities to see these players. And I always like the overreactions coming out of the spring game and, oh, this guy's going to be a star when he might be the sixth wide receiver, the eighth running back. But it really is place to place. Like, it's always been a bigger deal at Ohio State and Penn State and Nebraska than it is at Michigan. And they're just programs that Wisconsin has never been a great deal there, even though they have impressive crowds for their games. So I think that's just, it's either in your culture or not. Notre Dame typically hasn't had a huge spring game crowd, but they have a team that I'm going to see tomorrow practice that everyone's talking about on the national radar. So maybe they do have a larger turnout for their spring game later this month. So it's really a place-to-place thing. I don't put a lot of stock in them. I don't go to a lot of spring games, but it's great for the fans to get a glimpse of, you know, these players and the teams that they're invested in to such a high level.
We talked briefly about it yesterday, but it looks like NBC is going to pawn off their Big Ten championship game on Fox. And there's a discussion about the relevance of these conference championship games. If you look into the crystal ball, how many more years do we actually have a Big Ten championship game?
Yeah, I think it's more relevant to have the conversation in the SEC because that championship game has a lot more historical value and meaning than the Big Ten one does. I think the Big Ten would get rid of its championship game potentially tomorrow if the other conferences were doing it. If this is just the way that we're going to go in college football and we're going to essentially save a week to start the college football playoff, which obviously coaches want to do earlier. Dan Lanning has been vocal about that at Oregon, as have others. And it's been interesting to see some of the voices in the SEC, you know, Alabama athletic director Greg Byrne and others, you know, bringing up this possibility because again, the SEC championship game has been around a lot longer. It means a lot more not to make fun of the slogan, but it does. It meant a lot more to their fans than the Big Ten championship, which again didn't exist before 2011. There's been some good games down there in Indy and it's generally a fun time, but we all know that, you know, barring a disaster, that the loser of that game is still going to be in the college football playoff with a chance to make a run possibly to a national championship game. So the actual value of it is not nearly what it was even a few years ago. And so I certainly think that's a way that if we're talking about ending the season earlier and getting the playoff going earlier, getting rid of conference championship games would let everything start a week earlier. And then from the fans, yeah, you don't get that championship game experience. But everyone's also trying to save some money and be at those playoff games. That's a way you can get the playoff going to start that process for the fans.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. A couple of Buckeyes said something that was music to my ears.
You liked that. You liked it.
And we'll do a little Too Hot coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a couple-minute delay if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from 315 to 71. And there's just a small slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. April's the perfect time to reset your home for the long run, and Universal Windows Direct makes that decision easy. How's that, you say? Well, because when you buy two windows, you get two free. And there's no limit. So if you have 100 windows to replace, must be nice.
Ooh.
You're only playing. Maybe they should get somebody who knows how to read.
How's talking?
You're only paying for half of them. That's 50. Plus, you get 24 months with no payments and no interest, giving you two full years to enjoy the comfort before paying a dime. Also, $500 off your home improvement project. Schedule your free in-home estimate today. 614-502-5220 or visit them online, universalwindowsdirect.com.
Before we
get to some Too Hots on this Too Hot Thursday.
Yeah, some Buckeye comments.
Couple Buckeyes scratching me right where I itch.
You like this.
James Smith, Earl Little Jr.
Alabama, Florida State.
Spent time in the South. And they had this to say about the difference between Alabama, specifically Earl Little Jr., and Ohio State. He said, the level of competition day in, day out. At Alabama, we didn't compete in the weight room like we do here. So it's literally like everything you're doing at Ohio State, you're going to compete, and you have to bring your best every single day. James Smith says, I feel like the intensity is different. I don't even want to say the intensity. It's just like everything's so intentional. Everybody's laid out, you know. They have a new coaching staff at Alabama, so it's like they're still trying to learn and stuff. Here, it's already stable, and they already know what to do. Look, I'll give you a little story. And I don't say this to toot my own horn. I think it's relevant to the tale here. Back when I was banging, long time ago, literally banging, I had a nice little lady friend, and we would enjoy some time together. And she said to
me once. What kind of time?
Just some, you know, just loving.
Rumping and a stumping?
And she said to me,
you know, you are the best I ever had.
And I don't even care if she meant it. You know, she probably was lying right to my face. But you know what? She knew what to say. Gave me the good stuff. Shot it right into my veins, as the kids like to say. And when I see some players come in of this caliber and they feed me the line, I got to tell you, it's better here than it was there.
Sure,
it's much more intense. They know what they're doing.
Give it to me, baby.
I don't even care if it's true. Just the fact that you said it, that you think enough of me to say it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Earl Little Jr. Thank you, James Smith.
Isn't a lot of being in a good, strong relationship sometimes
embellishment
just
embellishment and lies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Full-blown lies.
Deception.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean,
ask Mrs. Vrabel.
Vraves and Diane are going through all that right now. Oh, honey, I just wanted to see how much less great she was next to you.
Yes.
That's all that this
Actually,
was about.
Actually, during our time together, I vomited right on her chest.
She said that you're not as good in the sack as her, so I had to put that to the test just to defend your honor. That's what I was doing.
She's married to a Shake Shack executive.
Yeah, like the Shake Shack exec, right?
We mean the. I don't think he's a CEO. I think he's one of the higher-ups, though.
Oh, okay. Maybe, yeah.
Anyway, do you think she likes a little extra Shack sauce?
It's disgusting. Good job, though.
Shack sauce.
You like that sauce?
Oh, yeah. I like the sauce.
Okay.
Double patty smash.
Well, I like it from these guys, too. And I do, all I want to say is I believe that how hard those guys work over there is a real thing. And I like seeing guys that throw everything in. And if they're competing balls to the walls at everything they do, they have, you know, the black stripe tradition. They have the off-season tradition. We didn't talk about how Brandon Ennis said, I'll pass on the Buckeye Cruise. And I'm sure NIL gets roped into that, too, where they want to give you an extra fee, or if we're paying you this much.
He's not going on there for free.
No, exactly. But I'm saying, like, if we're paying you this much for the NIL package, there's maybe an obligation off to the side. We really, really need you to go on the Buckeye Cruise, you know, in February. Like, if we're going to give you this kind of payment structure, that kind of comes with the territory. But he apparently had a chance to go to that and said, no, because I'm going to stay out here and work out because I want that Iron Buckeye Award, which there's two or three of those that go out the whole offseason. So if guys are busting their ass and working hard, they're passionate about it, you want a place where you can pour every ounce of it into the offseason, and that's a good thing.
All right, it's Too Hot Thursday.
Come on. How you doing, little partner?
Fine. It's a little visitor now.
You bastard.
Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Ah! Well, pardon my friend.
No, you're supposed to. No, you ruined. Just. You ruined it. Play it again. It's going to go right into the thing. I screwed it up.
I didn't know.
Let it ride, baby.
All right, okay.
Play it again.
How you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Ooh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Too Hot, sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/itstime.
I thought,
you see, that's how you do a Walker told me I have AIDS. We put it into your open.
I didn't realize that it was actually my thing that was playing. I thought Teddy just muted me and started playing that. That's why I turned it off.
We went the extra mile.
You know what? Good.
We put it into the segment.
Good on you. I also want to apologize to the listeners. You've heard that three times now.
Four
times in 1 hour.
It's done for the day.
All right, Teddy, what are we starting with?
All right. How about T-Bone Tyvus? And this is something that they had asked a question about this morning about you guys. They were kind of wondering what you might wear today, Masters, you know, Thursday, Friday. And then Tyvus also had another question. So let's give this a listen.
So Timmy for sure is going to be dressed up on the show today like he's participating.
Oh, I know. Yes, right. Of course
he
is.
Do you think Common Man will do the same this year?
Probably.
Mike, you know what? Secret about Mike? He actually likes a little country club attire.
He will wear that stuff.
That like, doesn't seem shocking to me.
Okay, well, maybe it is to the people who don't know him like we all do. But if you just listen to him and you hear he's the Common Man, you may not know that.
Well, you know what? I hope Ted cuts this up because I got a question for you. What happened to Tracksuit Fridays?
Oh, did they give that up? I guess they have.
It's getting hot, Tyvus.
I don't care.
They can't wear it in the hot. Are you kidding me?
I felt like they was wearing it last year when it was a little warm.
They are built like a Frosty that's already been sitting out for half an hour. There's no chance they can withstand the heat, okay? They're not built like you and me where we can live in the heat. We can enjoy the heat. We can enjoy the warmth. They can't do that. They melt quickly.
I'll cut this up and send it to Ted.
Please do.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. They ain't wrong. Tracksuit Friday has sort of taken a little bit of a hiatus. A lot of that's because we have to do too much TV now. We have to actually put on clothes.
I'm committed, though, to bringing a change of clothes. And I would also love to do a Tracksuit Friday with Dom on his take. What's the big deal?
Got to be professional.
2 or 3 minutes, we're standing in front of a screen just yapping. That's all we're doing.
And no one's watching.
I wore my Masters hat today.
You wore your hat on the...
I did. I made a decision.
All right.
I asked a couple people. They said, yeah, wear it.
Also, tomorrow is Golf Attire Friday. Timmy and I are both dressing like we're on the tour tomorrow.
I can tell you didn't like how I wore the hat. Here we were talking about trying to, you know, spice it up a little bit. I wore my Masters hat. I made a little thing about the jackets, you know, golfing too soon.
Yeah, I just think that maybe wearing the baseball hat on camera,
all right,
a little disrespectful.
Say no more.
To the medium. That's all.
Here I am.
And by the medium, I mean Long Island medium. I was going to talk to your dead relatives. Timmy's favorite guy has some thoughts. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on South High Street at Rathmel Road. We also have a slowdown on northbound 270 on the west outer belt between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and 161. This report is sponsored by Staples. Want a great way to boost your brand? Custom labels at Staples will help packages pop, shipments stand out, and takeout boxes really take off. Shop now through April 18th and save 30% off on all custom labels. Staples, that was easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. No, it's getting repetitive, but another big night for the Blue Jackets. Skating in Buffalo against the Sabres tonight. 7 o'clock faceoff here on The Fan. Jed Greaves in goal for the Jackets. They're trying for back-to-back wins, and they remain 2 points out, chasing down the final wild card playoff spot in the East. Other games that could affect the Jackets tonight: Philadelphia at Detroit. The Islanders host Toronto, and Ottawa at home with Florida. First round of the Masters, defending champ Rory McIlroy off to a good start. He shares a lead at 5-under-67 along with Sam Burns. Those two are two ahead of a big group that includes Jason Day, Patrick Reed, Scottie Scheffler, and Gary Woodland. Baseball today, Cincinnati Reds dropped their series finale in Miami to the Marlins 8-1, splitting the four-game series. Off day for the Cleveland Guardians, who will be at Atlanta tomorrow. Columbus Clippers continue their series in Worcester, Mass. Against the Red Sox. Meanwhile, the Justice Department has begun an investigation into the NFL's handling of the TV broadcast rights. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
So I got sad today.
What happened, man?
Well, I saw some stuff being posted online. CNN apparently reported that Michael J. Fox had died.
Oh, my.
And
yeah.
Michael J. Fox has reported that he has not.
Okay, good.
Died.
I just saw him at some kind of premiere. I think they might be coming out with a new season of that Apple TV show that Harrison Ford is in. Either way, Harrison Ford was there, and it was very nice, you know, as nice as it can be, because it's so sad to see Michael J. Fox in that physical state anytime he does something in public. But it is cool that he's with it enough and wants to go out and still do things. I think he was at the U.S. Open last year watching some tennis. And so Harrison was kind of helping him get up and walk off the stage. And so, yeah, that would have been a shock to me. I'm glad he's still with us.
Michael J. Fox puts on social media, how do you react when you turn on the TV and CNN is reporting your death? Do you A, switch to MSNBC or whatever they're calling themselves these days? B, pour scalding hot water on your lap. If it hurts, you're fine. C, call your wife. Hopefully she's concerned, but reassuring. D, relax. They do this once every year. E, ask yourself, WTF? I thought the world was ending, but apparently it's just me and I'm okay. Love, Mike. All right, good.
I mean, to have that be reported by CNN, though, is kind of cool, right? I mean, that's a big...
I think he understands he's important enough yeah. that he's going to make the news when he goes.
Oh, for sure.
But you probably don't like...
It's a little surreal to actually see it, though. This is...
Panicking your family members.
But you always maybe wonder what it would be like. What are they going to say? You know? Because there's no way you'll ever know. You're dead. Whenever the masses, people that you knew... People in the media, they're going to start putting whatever they had ready to go. You don't ever get to see that. So in a way, he got to witness, see something that not many men or women ever get to see.
I I'm a big fan of his foundation, Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. I've done some work with them in the past. And I say this about Parkinson's disease. I think sometimes in the research community, it's too fragmented.
Yeah.
Right? I've always made this joke, but I'm half serious. Every single year, we should spin the wheel of diseases. And then we spend all the money that we have
on that disease.
To that disease.
Yeah.
You would cure it in a year.
Right.
If you had all the best people and used all the money on one disease, you'd cure it and then move on to the next one that you would cure.
Right.
If we're talking about the neurological diseases out there, and there's plenty of them, from everything that I've seen, and I'm a tiny bit knowledgeable about it, Parkinson's is probably going to be the first one to go. So if you're thinking, I got a couple bucks, where should I donate? That's a good place to do it.
So you can get it out of there.
Get it out of
there.
When one of those dominoes falls,
then we can go after ALS.
Then, you know what?
Right?
The rest of them will come after that. Alzheimer's, ALS, dementia.
The big one, cancer. Ever?
That's not neurological disease. But
I'm not talking.
Yes.
I'm just talking about diseases now.
The big C.
Can we ever get the big C?
Timmy's favorite guy has some thoughts. Gary Player.
So, I mean, you know now that the three elder statesmen of the game that are still showing up to Augusta and doing the honorary starters ceremony, that would be Tom Watson, Jack Nicklaus, your guy, and Gary Player, my guy. So they did some media after it was done as well. And look, like, not breaking any news, Tiger Woods is a big topic in the game right now. And you and I completely agree with everything that Gary said on the matter right here. He said, do I blame him for taking medicine? Hell no. He has sleep deprivation. Do I blame him for taking something to help him sleep? No. But I don't think he should drive a car. When you're taking that medicine, it's dangerous when you're driving a car. Same as it's dangerous when you look at your cell phone in the car. There's not a whole lot to add to that. It's not as if there's no compassion for what Tiger has had to deal with. Now, you want to go farther back and take a look at his personal life and some of the things that happened? That's all well and good if you still want to have a certain type of opinion about him for that. But when it comes to getting behind the wheel, you are not just adversely affecting yourself anymore. You're operating a weapon at that point if you cannot control it.
I don't know why
that's... It's a miracle that he survived that last one that was even uglier. But for this to still...
I don't know why it's a controversial topic.
Nobody rolls their vehicle. And that's not something that people do.
Tiger is a selfish prick for driving while in that state. Yes, he has personal problems. Lots of people have personal problems, but you're putting other people at risk. I saw Jason Day earlier in the week. Yeah, I think maybe him driving the car is a little selfish. And then I see the headline, Jason Day talks tough on Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
he doesn't. Tiger Woods is a dope. And you know what? Where's the PGA? All right, Tiger Woods is still under investigation by the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had nothing from the PGA.
The Masters kind of gave him a little fluff statement, you know, about the support. It's all kind of delicately talking about it right here. Yeah, you do have to get out of the delicate talk and get to the tough talk at some point. Like, if you've tried all that other stuff and they're not listening and they're not going to help themselves,
I say you are not welcome back here until you get serious help.
And you can drive again. If you're clean, if you don't have to take all these narcotics anymore.
No drive.
No drive.
Can I tell you something? There are certain things in your life. We're not talking about a fender bender here and there. We're talking about driving off a cliff because you fell asleep.
Yeah.
Because you were under the influence of something. Rolling a car over. Yeah, there are things in your life that you can't do anymore.
No, you're right.
Driving's one of them.
And he's lucky enough to have so much money.
Take your $1 billion.
You can have the best ride anywhere you want at any time of day. All right, so I had another, there was another Gary Player thing. Gary was all over the place yesterday. I mean, it wasn't just that was today being the honorary starter. That was this morning. But he was participating in the par 3 contest that everybody hated yesterday. But he briefly caught up with, I believe it was Anna Jackson of Sky Sports, and I saw the internet was going crazy at what a creep Gary Player was towards her. So a little snippet of that interview here.
Hello, it's me, Gary Player. What a lovely day it is out here at Augusta. Oh, how are you guys? Hey, no wonder you're smiling working with this good-looking chick, eh? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant no offense. I meant to say, how are you doing, Toots? Oh, that's wrong, too. My mistake. I meant to say, what a beautiful dame. Oh, sorry once again. I really just wanted to tell you, nice cans. Anyways, always love being at the par 3 contest. What a special tradition. I'm 90 years old and I'm still shooting par. Actually, I've shot under my age 3,478 times. Isn't that lovely, you wonderful babe? Remember, kids, do your push-ups and sit-ups. Goodbye.
I still don't understand why your Gary Player is a Jamaican accent. Here's the actual Gary Player.
Well, go to the gym a lot. The big secret is to undereat. Undereat, exercise, laugh a lot, and have unmeasured love in your heart.
So, secrets of longevity.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got to work at it.
Stop it.
You've got to eat your vegetables.
What did he really say to the interviewer?
He said the hot chick part. That was it. Yeah.
Again,
I mean, do you say it? No.
Look,
he's 90. Not going to change it. If that's the worst thing that Gary Player is going to do, she didn't seem to be super offended by it. It was like everybody else that was.
The elder George Bush, when he was still alive, but not really in great physical shape. I mean, you could tell that he was just not all there. I mean, he would still go out for these things. And there were reports that, you know, he would say something to a female that would be deemed inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's not good. And they should probably keep the old man at home. But at the same time, we all should have a little grace.
Soon,
right?
Right?
Yeah, right. If you want a punishment, I'm sure it's coming, you know, dead soon. Right?
I know. Like it's yeah, I agree. You said it well.
More too hot. And we got a little Todd Monken for you coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident. If you're on northbound 71 on the north side after Morse Road, expect it to be stop and go from North Broadway. We also have a slowdown due to a crash on South High Street at Rathmel Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan to design help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join The Fan weeknights at 6 for The Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State,
yes, yes it is.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. This.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We stay clear overnight into Friday morning across central Ohio with overnight lows in the low 50s. Friday is dry and sunny to start, and then highs in the middle 70s. A minor cold front comes in the afternoon, evening hours with about a 50% chance of rain showers. All that clears away. Saturday, a lot of sunshine, middle 60s, low 80s by the time we get into Sunday, and dry. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. We'll do some Too Hot in a second.
Too Hot!
But Todd Monken, new Browns head coach, he missed the coach's picture.
Yeah, the Monkhauser.
All the head coaches, they gather together, they take a picture. He missed it because he was getting a haircut for the very picture that he missed.
It's the very pants he was returning.
That's
correct. So very Cleveland Browns. It's crazy. We haven't even coached a game and we're missing the photo.
And so, you know, he's there because the team's got their offseason program going on right now. He was asked about missing the photo, and here's what he had to say. I don't want to hear from him, though. Instead, it's his words, but it's Nicole Sheeran.
Oh. I really don't give a shit. They moved the meeting. I didn't miss it. I was just trying to get a sweet haircut. That's what I was trying to do. And then they moved the meeting. Now, you can claim that I should have been at the meeting when they moved it up and my ass should have known that's when it was. Yeah. Okay, I got you. And was it disappointing? You bet your ass it was disappointing. Am I even allowed to be a head coach if I'm not in the picture? You'd think with AI they could have gotten me in there, but no. Whatevs, man. I wrote a little song about it. Check me out. Ooh, baby, photo day making me crazy. I just be getting my hair cut, not making out with a reporter slut. Cut me some slack. This photo day's whack. Peace out, bitches.
It's a good song. I like that one. Thank
you. She is a good singer.
Thank you, Nicole.
She loves serenading us around the office. She had a good number today. I can't remember what it was, though.
I mean, actual Nicole sitting at her desk.
Yes, yes. I mean, she was on one. She was on one yesterday, and I guess that carried over to today. She was singing full.
It was a version of My Sharona, but it was about the Ayatollah. That's what it was. I'm dead serious. Ayatollah. We're sitting at our desk trying to put together a very professional radio program, right. And that's what we have to deal with. All right, Too Hot.
Too Hot.
What do we got, Teddy? Let's go.
Okay, let's take a look here. Let's go with Bishop and Friends. And Bo's chatting with his good buddy, Dom. You've heard of him, right?
Yes, I've heard of Dom.
Bigfoot's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so last couple weeks, I've had Dom talking about Bigfoot. This one talks a little bit about Bigfoot as well, but it also has something food related, which I think you guys will appreciate, and talks about some Italian sausage toppings. Here we go.
There's something to be said because in Northeast Ohio, they're starting to see it up near Youngstown and that stuff. Yeah.
Be careful. All right. Yep. Good talking,
watch what you wish for, Bo.
I am. I'm ready for Bigfoot. Let's get it done. Cohabitate. Let's go. Seems like a nice guy in all your photos.
He might like a cigar.
Yeah. Seems like he's having a great time.
Might like a sausage sandwich. I don't know.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't like a good peppers and sausage sandwich? Would you put, let me ask you a question. If I gave you a beautiful Italian sausage.
Sure.
With peppers and onions.
Yeah.
Would you put sauerkraut on an Italian sausage?
Would not.
Do you know?
Because that's an Italian sausage. If it was a bratwurst, then I might.
Do you know who does?
Sausage. Adam King?
Yeah.
I knew it.
I knew it. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. I mean, that's something he would do. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, my God. That's like putting ketchup on a hot dog.
I don't have a problem with that, but that's a story for another day. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Goodbye.
you know, Bo is on the mark with that entire breakdown. I think I agree with every single food related thing Bo said. I'm not shunning you if you ever want to put a string of ketchup on a hot dog.
No, you and Bo
are perfectly sane.
Both 5 years old.
That's no, right. No.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't accept.
No, go ahead.
All right. All right. Like I said.
But you know what? Can I tell you something?
No, no, no. Like I said, you're out on ketchup. You don't get it for the rest of your life.
And you know what? Fine.
Good.
I don't want it.
You can't mix it in with anything. You don't get it.
This is what I say.
Not for you.
To my 9-year-old daughter, why can't I just be who I want to be? Sometimes she says it to me. And I said, you can, but that does not mean you're free of judgment.
Sure, I understand that.
If you're a grown-ass man, you want to wear, you know, jersey of another man out to church or whatever it is, you know, that's all right.
Can you imagine wearing a jersey to
church? Maybe I wouldn't put
the
Dan Marino jersey on when you go receive the sacrament, but...
Do you have a guy in your parish that was...
Perhaps.
Wearing his Dan Hampton jersey.
Perhaps.
I bet he didn't put his hands up for communion. I bet he just put his mouth.
Those lazy
Father,
communion bastards. Put your hand out. It's always the old people.
Why is it when you're north of 55, you can't put your hands up anymore?
Put it on my pulsating tongue.
No.
Speaking of Dan Hampton, did you hear him today?
I didn't catch the interview. I know it was on at 2:30, so you can catch that
Golden Shower
Rothman and Ice
Thursday with Rothman
podcast.
And Ice. And Dan Hampton, Hall of Famer, was on there, and he was bebopping and scatting.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah, Ice told me that he was one of the better Hall of Famers that they caught up with.
Yeah.
So good for him. And that was a dude, obviously, that did not shy away from contact in his career with how mean of a player
no.
he was. So maybe he's just one of the lucky ones, or maybe he's dealing with some after effects from his football career. But as far as the brat versus... Italian sausage goes, Bo's right on the money there. Sauerkraut, good. If we're going to Schmitz, love the sauerkraut that they serve there. Goes well with that
That's
palate.
Fine. That's not an Italian sausage.
No, it's not. It's a bratwurst. I prefer the knockwurst if I'm going out to Schmitz. I think that's a finer encased meat. But the way that Dom said the peppers and sausage, that leave it
peppers
just the way
and
it
onions?
Is. Peppers
Delicious.
And onions, leave it the way it is.
I'll give you a little, sometimes a little tomato sauce. You want to do that on there as well?
If you're doing it, then throw it on there.
Yeah. All right, too hot.
Too hot!
All right, on Rothman and Ice, today to start the show, they were talking about the Masters. And Timmy, this one kind of goes out to you because you're well aware of how difficult it is to go to the Masters.
And of course.
You also know that somebody on that show has been there a time or two.
Hasn't
right?
played it, has but, been there.
Yeah.
Anthony actually brought me back a ball mark, and the ball marks that you could get, like whatever he was choosing from that year, it was kind of random, but you looked on the back of the ball mark, and it was cool. It had a champion, a past champion, and it had its winning score.
Who'd you get?
Mine is now jailed Angel Cabrera.
Angel Cabrera's in jail?
Prison.
You know what? That checks out for you. If you were going to get one, you need to have the one currently serving time.
I don't know what he done, but it's bad. I heard Skip yell it from his office yesterday. Yeah, he's in jail. 2 years.
All right.
That's okay.
All right, well, we'll give a listen to these guys talking about that.
It's a fairy tale. Been very fortunate to be down there a couple times as just a fan or a patron, as they call them.
Fire the gong.
We're
a minute into the show.
Okay,
and
that's
a couple
not
times.
A gong. It's really not.
Do you understand how many people are jealous of what you just said?
I got lucky.
But you've still been
it's
there.
Not, it's not anything I did. It's not anything anybody I know. I am the Halley's Comet of Masters Lottery. I win every 18 years. And so I went in 04 and I went back in, well, maybe not 18. I think it went in 04 and 24, maybe 20 years apart.
So it's a double
was
goal,
I 06?
Really?
Who knows? But you
can't even keep TLC. You can't even keep track.
Not,
he's been there.
Okay.
So
you get twice in my life.
I'm jealous of you that you've been able to walk on the hallowed grounds of Augusta, right? Like, there's probably so many people that are huge golf fans that are listening right now. They're like, man, I'd kill to get down there.
I know he went recently because Angel Cabrera won that Masters in 2009. So, yeah, it would have been somewhere in the last 10 years or so.
We're focusing on the wrong thing. You and Rothman. What year was it? Who cares? He went twice.
Yeah.
That's the story.
Sucks.
You're going to live and die and not go.
I haven't been applying for 18 years yet. He did say that it was 18 years, you know, when he got his first pop
Timmy,
to go.
Timmy, look at me.
No, don't
look
say it. Don't.
Me,
I don't
Timmy.
Want you to say it.
You're a loser.
I know.
It's never going to happen for you. Perhaps if you didn't put ketchup on your hot dog, they would call you.
Can't you just let me develop these thoughts on my own?
You're a big, giant dork.
This doesn't help me. I know it's all true. I'll never go.
Stop submitting a headshot when you apply. It's not helping.
Maybe if I use some AI, it could be better. Do you know what else I saw? I saw Matt Barnes from across town. He shot something back at Anthony, kind of digging it in about, hey, you know, I'm fortunate to have played the course two times.
Matt Barnes works in my past. At Channel 4.
He does. And he's covering.
He'll be our colleague soon.
Took a little photo, yeah, of him on, was it the, whose bridge is it? Why, that's bad on me, my master's terminology.
Man, if you don't know it.
I mean, you got Ray's Creek.
Dawson's Creek?
There's no Dawson's Creek. You got Ray's Creek, and then there's that bridge that crosses it. It's like,
No seas allowed bridge?
Freddie. It's that creek that one amateur was pissing in last year. Remember that guy?
It's the Pissing Creek.
That's the Hogan Bridge.
It's the Hogan Bridge.
Oh, Hogan Bridge. Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Swilkin Bridge at St. Andrews.
There's also they have the Nelson Bridge and the Sarazen Bridge.
That's the Hogan Bridge. Anyway, he's standing on that bridge, covering the event, saying how he got to play the tournament, play the course twice. You know that's how that goes. If you're there as media, you then get into a lottery to have a chance to play the course on Monday, to actually take the sticks and play it a day after the tournament.
Wow.
And me?
Wow, nothing.
Never.
Want to know why? Dork. You.
Loser.
We're going to talk about Ryan Day's nipples in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 going from Kinnear Road to Town Street. And if you're traveling on eastbound US 33 between Refugee Road and Hamilton Road, expect about a 10-minute delay. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $15 off any oil change. Offer includes a free tire rotation, and you'll earn $7 toward your next service with Duramax dollars. Offer ends April 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Hey kids, if you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It's Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot!
More audio coming up momentarily. The UFL says they're going to put a team in Oklahoma City.
Oh, my God.
In 2028. That's cute.
Why?
That's cute that they think they're going to be around in 2 years. I treat that the same way when my daughter comes to me and says, Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be the president. It's like, that's...
Oh, good. You just shun her.
I don't.
For setting her
What I do is I... There. No, I say, that's nice, honey. You can do whatever you want. Fully knowing that she probably won't be the president. Same thing with the people running the UFL.
We're going to have 32 teams in 10 years.
I'm sure you are. That's nice. You keep thinking that. You keep working really hard.
Treat them like children, yes. Or should we just really get stern, get Daniel Stern with them right to their faces?
Ultimately, if they want to waste their time and money on spring football that nobody really cares about, that's fine. Go ahead. By the way, Teddy, I don't want to hear about it. I want to hear about it from people who work here. Mm-hmm. The Aviators, I watched that game on Friday night.
You
that,
did?
That could have been some of the worst football I've ever seen. I don't care even that the team lost or any of that. Like, why would you want to subject yourself to that quality of football? I would rather watch bad high school football than watch that. You cannot tell me that you enjoyed 2 seconds of that on Friday night.
No, they're really bad. But, I mean, D.C.'s the defending champions, I think. You know,
get
so
the hell out of here.
It's a tough thing. It's just your second game in franchise history.
They reset these you rosters every them, single year. Every yeah, team's an expansion
you
team.
You have to give them a little leeway, I think. But, yeah, they were not good. They were not good.
I mean, I've seen high school football that is just played better and yes, is more polished.
It's competitive.
It's competitive, and then you have real passionate local community driven fan bases that are getting around their boys, right? Like, is that something that's going to happen with these teams?
Yeah, nice crowd out there, though.
Yeah, a bunch of
losers wearing free merch that was handed to them as they walked in the door.
What was the attendance? I'm curious. What
paid
was it?
Six.
Stop it.
Free tickets yeah, handed out? I don't know. 10,000, 8,000. What do they say for that?
I'm sure the lower bowl was, you know, filled up, and some of the upper deck had fans. They had a great halftime show, little chariot going on.
Chariot! And you didn't even go.
No, I watched it on TV.
Yeah, you had to garbage, see what the product looked like.
You didn't watch
like,
that whole game, did you?
I didn't watch all of it, but I watched a good bit of it. I did. It was Friday
I watched
night.
It. I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
I watched it, and you know what I came away with?
Yeah.
Sucks.
Who's quarterbacking for us these days?
Jalen McClendon, I think.
Man, he was a total bum.
Oh, no.
My God. Put in Julian Sayin's brother.
We can't get the job done if our quarterback's a bum. We need to get on the open market then.
A bum.
Why don't we get Peter Gabriel down here?
Peter Gabriel?
Dylan.
Sledgehammer?
He's got steam. Come on.
What was I going to say?
Ryan Day's nipple
piercings. Yeah. Nipples. Ryan Day was on Cameron Hayward's podcast.
He talked about it.
There was that photo that was making the rounds where it looked like his nipples were pierced through his polo shirt. And I said at the time, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Gotta love the internet.
There is no way in hell Ryan Day has pierced nipples. And he says, yes, I don't have pierced nipples. I'm not that cool. Can I tell you something? That doesn't make you cool. Actually, if Ryan Day had pierced nipples, I'd be terrified to my very core.
What's the acceptable piercing situation for a dude?
Losing a bet.
that's a good line, Teddy.
You lost a bet, you get your nipples pierced.
Or you're Michael Jordan. That's it.
No, even if Michael Jordan had his nipples pierced, no, I'd say, what are we doing?
No. Michael Jordan has his ears pierced.
Oh, that's different.
Yes, that's what
no,
I'm saying.
No, ears is fine. No, go ahead no, with the ears.
Ears is not fine
it's
for
fine.
You, me, or
no,
Ted,
no, no.
Or people
we,
like us.
We can't do that, but like Stone Cold Steve Austin, he can have earrings and he looks fine. Michael Jordan can have earrings and he looks fine.
Depending on what type of gravitas or what line of work you're in, you can do the ears. But
if you're crazy tatted out guy, I can say you do ears.
You can't do like the 17 piercings in your ears
if you're
or make
shaved
the whole
head,
gigantic.
Shaved head, I think, is okay. If you do
skinhead piercing?
Ears. Well, I didn't say not. I didn't say Nazis.
Sounded like it. So Bone should get his ears pierced.
Absolutely. He's already got his nipples pierced.
Big cubic zirconia studs.
Oh, cubic. Cubic and my pubic. Ryan Day was also asked, if you could have one game back, which one would you choose? He said the 19 Clemson game, that one in the 22 Peach Bowl.
Yeah. 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 I don't think I have any notes.
Yeah.
About those two. If you were going to add one, Clemson, they were the much better football team.
They were better. They should have won that game.
Tip the cap to Clemson because we shot ourselves in the foot.
And the referees.
Time and time again. And the refs.
And the refs. But you know what?
It was a fumble. Sean Wade.
What
it was
a fumble.
Fumble.
You're right.
Screwed up.
But you put yourself in a position where the referee's bad call impacted the game.
There were other things. On top of that, didn't J.K. Dobbins fumble inside the 1 yard line? Something like that happened.
Dropped like
I think
a screen
was,
pass.
J.K. Dobbins dropped a screen pass that
there was another.
And I really hate J.K. Dobbins. I really
oh,
do.
Hey, stop
I really do.
He's fantastic.
He really did it to us, didn't he?
He's a 2,000 yard back.
I don't care.
Put some respect on that.
No.
He had a bad moment. And plus,
he had a couple bad moments
in
that game.
He got injured in that game, and so he couldn't come back in the second half.
J.K. Dobbins got injured?
It's a good, hard-working boy. He was fantastic in, you know, that first half. Maybe, well, had the drops, but, you know.
I remember he really hated his second season, too. He wasn't even that bad, and he just, the things he said about himself and what his standards were, and
he
then he came back
to me
and became a 2,000-yard rusher.
No, he's very good.
At Ohio State.
I tease.
I know you're teasing. It really is too bad that he hasn't had the health at the NFL level. And I saw he's back with the Denver Broncos. So see what,
where was he? Was he with Harbaugh last year?
I think he was with Denver this past season and, again, had injury issues, but he re-signed with them.
Oh, okay.
He did have some time with Harbaugh. You're right about that.
Yeah, he was with the Chargers, wasn't he?
With the Chargers.
All right, too hot.
Too hot!
Go on.
All right. As you guys know, Buc-ee's had their big opening
on Monday.
Dayton or wherever it is.
Yeah, the governor, Huber Heights. The governor is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
so,
what we do. The governor of the state of Ohio goes out to a gas station opening.
How big is that thing? Is it like the size of a grocery store we're talking about?
Yeah,
the convenience shop?
Yes.
Really?
And T-Bone is always talking about the bathrooms there. And I didn't know this, but Dylan went that opening day. He was there.
You're kidding.
So, just to take a dump?
I think so. So let's give a listen to these guys.
You know what? I'm telling you, I tell everybody who goes check out a Buc-ee's for the first time, go to the bathroom. I'm not saying you have to use it, just but go see it.
Okay.
Don't be creepy. Don't just walk in and be like, wow, and just stand there.
That's what I did.
But no, I'm saying, like, because they have, Dylan, the doors, like stalls at the bathroom. Bathroom stalls.
It's like 20 half bathrooms in this bathroom.
You
like,
can walk
about
around
that.
In them.
You have a half bathroom in your house, Tyvus. That's pretty much what the stall is like, minus the sink.
Yeah, you don't have a sink, but you have a toilet in a nice, like, nice area. It's floor-to-ceiling doors. They have lights on the top of the doors that tell you if it's occupied or not. This is the Buc-ee's experience.
So, on opening day, would you go there and not put paper down on the toilet seat?
You might be the first one using
sit
it.
Down
why not?
Just sit down. Yeah. No toilet paper, nothing.
Raw dog it. Yeah, absolutely.
There was just go right in there. There was two people in there just waiting to clean the toilet as soon as I got off of it.
They have attendants that are waiting to clean at all times. That's like a full-time gig.
So you trust it. You go in there and you put your butt just raw on the seat.
At Buc-ee's, I think I would.
Yeah, you'd have to.
You know what? You sold me. I've never been a fan of all this gas station crap. I don't know what the fuss is, but the fact that you got floor-to-ceiling doors and you can just lock yourself in there with Cam Neely and have manly love, nobody bothers you.
Maybe 2:15 p.m., not a.m.
I'll tell you what.
Daytime Cam Neely. Let's get really crazy. They have, like, soft caps for the glory holes.
You got the attendant right there to clean?
Yeah, you always want attendants.
Yes, I do. I want to bring that back. That was something in the old days where you had the attendant in there.
You wanted the maitre d' back.
Exactly. Yeah. But you have that good buffer zone because you're in a private stall.
I wonder if they're heavy wooden doors.
They got to be.
If it's floor to ceiling.
Thick mahogany.
That's not wood. It's not restoration hardware good.
I didn't say it had to be
been in those bathrooms?
Maybe a wood veneer.
Yeah, like a varnish.
Hope they have like music or something playing too.
Yeah, of course. You got to have music playing. Drown out the manly love.
Like Aha or something.
Take on me. Have anybody left? There's no one listening. That's the end. Rating at 0.0. It's like a Jackets game.
It doesn't
0.0.
It doesn't matter anymore. The industry is dead.
More proof that college football coaches are stupid. Details next. Con Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 after Livingston Avenue on that east side. And we've got about a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with a basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
The best I can tell, an Albert Einstein finger in a light socket into my face as much as I can.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan. Get
Eco. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I have something for you, Mikey. Another Masters tidbit. Did you see that Mark Calcavecchia, he's not a former Masters champ, but
he won
a
major, though.
He's a major champion. Yeah, he's a major champion. And he was booted from the golf course. Because just kicked off the premises at Augusta National.
He was using his phone.
He was using his cell phone. And that no phone policy applies to everybody there. That includes Mark Calcavecchia. And, you know, when he was caught up with to talk about this, this is the quote that was gathered from Mark Calcavecchia. I've got nothing negative to say about Augusta National Golf Club and the Masters, so I think we should literally hang up right now. Before another word could be uttered, that was it. That was the line they got. So he didn't even want to chance it, trying to get back in the good graces so he can get back there again.
Piss off the mafioso, my friend.
You don't want to do that. No.
You know what, though? Now, let me ask you a question with the phone. Is it strictly talking on the phone that you can't do? Can you just be using your phone, but in a quiet way? Like checking your email, looking on the gram, taking a photo. What's the rule?
Well, I think you're just not allowed to ever have
not
it out.
Not allowed to ever have it out.
Yeah, I don't have a, I can't tell you with 100%
certainty.
What if
it's like an emergency? What if your spouse is trying to get a hold of you? And
that's a good question.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Beamer was on baby watch when he was still here, and at any moment it could come.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it could. I think maybe you call the club, and then they will physically find you.
They paid you?
They probably will. We had a good story from our club up at York about something like this. We, of course, don't have a no cell phone policy at all. There's, I think, etiquette where you just don't want to be out there yammering.
We don't have guys that are just
yammering on their cell phone when we're in the grill having lunch or there at the bar. But there's it's pretty lax. If you need to text and do things like that, it's fine. Or if you're out on the course and you have to respond to a text. But again, when you're playing, you also don't ever want to be that guy that's on your phone all the time. I typically will just put my phone in the bag. So there can be times where for 2.5 hours, like, I'm not going to see if Sarah's trying to reach me. So I then would hope she has the wherewithal. You can call the club if they had to get a message out to me and I'm not seeing my phone. Anyway,
That's what I had to do one time. I called the club.
Called the club.
They got a message to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to all that trouble just to call you a moron. Sorry, there's a Mr. Common Man on the phone.
It was actually delivered to me in a nice card with like York penmanship.
It was like the Oscar envelope. You opened it up and it said, Common Man's call.
You're a stupid F.
You're a moron.
And I said, oh, okay. All right, let me hit the shot. I got 45 yards in on the par 5. But we had Spencer Steer's grandfather
was out there playing at York, and he did not have his phone on because, again, he's locked into his round. He's playing, and his wife, Spencer's grandmother, was trying to get a hold of Granddad to let him know that Spencer just got called up to the major leagues to play for the Atlanta Braves for the first time.
But he didn't know because he was on the course.
And my guy, Brian, who's assistant pro up there, he was in the shop that day and receiving this, and he got that amazing task to just get in the cart and drive the message out to where Mr. Steer was at that time. And what a cool thing. Like, that sometimes that happens, but
kind of
Mark,
fun. It's kind of charming.
There was
like
another
it.
One where Charlie Reimer, who was Keegan Bradley's girlfriend at the time, she cried her way into staying. She should have been kicked out as well, but she was using her phone and she broke down in tears and was so sorry about it that she was able to put her phone in a safe and stay on the property. But I'm not sure if Mark Calcavecchia attempted to break down in tears and beg and plead, but there's some stuff here.
She
but again,
probably gave him a yogi behind the hedges too.
I like the no
Mark
phone.
Mark Calcavecchia next time, just be like,
I do like the no phone policy. When you're out there watching golf, it's a little bit better to just get lost in what's happening.
All right. Coaches are away. Stupid. College football coaches are stupid. Pro football coaches are stupid. New Oregon Ducks quarterbacks coach, whose name I cannot pronounce. Is it Koa Kai?
Your guess is good as mine, buddy.
K-I? Has a rule. He asks a particular question to determine whether a recruit he likes has it or not. And the question is, do you like chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream? All right.
Mm-hmm.
He says he doesn't ask that question because he actually cares what flavor. He says it reveals a lot about the player's character and their decision-making under pressure. Quote, the minute the kid pauses, I don't really want that kid, because you need to have a type of conviction, right? Wrong or indifferent. So whether you like chocolate or you like vanilla, I don't really care. But if you sit there and say, ah, coach, I don't know what I want. Is it melted? Is it not? What's the brand? So on and so forth. What is this kid going to do on third down in front of 110,000?
Well, it's got to be Purple Cow from Meyer, obviously.
He's probably going to think about it more than he should. He's not going to have conviction.
We could go on and on about the type of vanilla or chocolate ice cream. I mean, do we get maybe a Neapolitan? Do we get a Van Chalk straw? Is that an option?
Neapolitan.
Get the best of everything.
We'll buy a Spumoni. You like a Spumoni?
A little Spumoni's good. What about a vanilla bean or a golden vanilla when we're talking about our vanilla ice cream?
Gotta go bean.
Yeah, bean.
French vanilla made with eggs. Yeah,
French vanilla is like silky, but the vanilla bean, I feel like it's good with the floats. It's really good with the floats.
You can't go wrong with a good bean. Be really wrong to just flick that bean away. Don't want to do that.
It's not good. Not good for anyone. You know what? You should have delivered that message to me about how big of a moron I am, because the story is actually about Spencer Strider and not Spencer Steer. I just wanted to clear that up.
Can I tell you
something?
Because
those are two completely different human beings.
Who the hell cares? You could have told me Mark Twain was over there at York.
Mark Twain was a member.
Mark Twain
was actually a Freemason.
He wasn't a member at York?
She could have been.
No, he couldn't have been.
Why not? Old club?
Right.
More than 100 years old?
You're really dumb. You know that?
Yeah.
You're really dumb. I hope you go to Bucky's and Cam Neely shows up.
That's the plan.
Something I despise may entice me. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of westbound 670 after 315. And you're looking at a 15-minute delay if you need to travel on eastbound US 33 going from Refugee Road to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Coda. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride Coda by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch, and go. Learn more at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat.
She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's. Blue Jackets again trying to keep their playoff hopes alive as they skate in Buffalo against the Sabres tonight. 7 o'clock faceoff right here on the Fan. Jackets looking for back-to-back wins as they remain 2 points out for the final wild card spot in the East. Jed Greaves again will be in goal. Other games that could affect the Jackets tonight: the Islanders host Toronto, Ottawa hosting Florida, and Philadelphia is at Detroit. Opening round of the Masters at Augusta National. Defending champ Rory McIlroy and Sam Burns atop the leaderboard, each at 5 under 67. They're 2 strokes better than Jason Day, Patrick Reed, Justin Rose, and Kurt Kitayama. Cincinnati Reds lost in Miami to the Marlins 8-1 today, splitting a 4-game series. Off day for the Cleveland Guardians, who'll be at Atlanta tomorrow. The Columbus Clippers continue their series at Worcester, Massachusetts tonight. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news on the Fan.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot!
Teddy will dazzle us with more audio momentarily. A couple little tidbits for you. The Chicago White Sox are honoring Pope Leo, who is a White Sox fan, with a Pope hat giveaway night.
Have you seen pictures of it?
I have indeed.
I have not. I
mean, it's the papal hat that you would think. High and tall. And
that's perfect. How many, what's your official hot dog provider at Rate Field? What's the brand? Is it a Sabrette there or?
Sabrette? What is Sabrette? Is that a mint?
No. What am I looking for?
Sucrette. It used to be Best Kosher, but they went out of business. I don't know what they are now. Been a long time.
I was going to say, is it a Vienna beef?
It could be a Vienna beef.
Yeah, is it a Vienna beef?
Pretty standard Chicago thing.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at this thing. It's got like a scarf going down there as well. So
they're playing the Reds, too.
Are they playing the Reds?
Yeah,
it's nice.
We'll have to go.
Very good. You and I.
When was the last time you've been to a ball game there in Chicago?
Oh, it's been
a long time, huh?
Over 10 years. It's been a long time.
Is it a good experience? I honestly have not been to that stadium since it was in its first few years of being open. Is it any
depends on
any
the
type
day,
of
man.
Experience there?
Look, it's a park I grew up going to. You know, is it where the tourists are going to go? No. But is it a good place to go watch a baseball game and have some food and, you know, really fat person sneaks in a pistol and shoots themselves? Maybe some fans run on the field and attack either an umpire or first base coach.
Yeah.
It's been known to happen. But it's a nice place. It's fine. What was I going to say? I had something to say. Oh, we sort of get away with this with the Catholic religion. And like we had no problem sort of, you know, hey, Pope Pat, free.
Right.
You know, but it's like, hey, what if Islamic fundamentalist hijab, we're going to give that away.
No.
It's like, no.
No.
Probably not, but we sort of do that all the time.
With other
but
things.
But it's just, I think, with the Catholics, because even it's free, it's Yarmulke night. You wouldn't do Yarmulke night, right?
No, I don't think you would.
But with the Catholics, it's like, ah, it's fair game.
Although, I don't know, though. I'm not Jewish, so I don't know. Does any Jewish person have a yarmulke that has like a logo of something on it?
I don't know.
If on that's top of it? Is that
in poor taste?
Honest to God, I do not know if that's okay or not okay. If you're a huge baseball fan and you've got a Yankees yarmulke, because that's your team and you're Jewish.
No, I know don't know. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when Sandy Koufax was playing, they didn't have menorah day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, but the Catholics, we just sort of accept it.
Could we have first communion at the concession stands?
Can I tell you something too?
That'd be something that's okay.
As a person who was born and raised, I was an altar boy, for God's sake. You may not know that by listening to me. I was the worst one of all time. I'm not saying it bothers me. What I'm saying is I think this grace should extend to all other religions. Yeah, we should also get to poke fun.
Yeah, I agree.
At all other religions.
I agree.
You know what, though? The Mormons get it.
Yeah,
the LDS get it.
They do, because what do they have? Like, what's their thing?
Well, they had the Broadway musical, The Book of Mormon.
They didn't do that.
No. And the Pope isn't doing this,
that was
my
the
friend.
The creators of South Park.
I understand.
They dragged their religion through the mud.
The sponsor of Pope Hat Giveaway Night is not the Vatican, Timmy.
The Mormon Church, I believe, did come around on the show to where they were at least had a good head about it. But I don't know what kind of object you would have, because I was obviously around and near the Mormon religion for a good 2 years living in Utah. The whites were Mormon. They didn't like me none too much. I thought maybe that's because I wasn't Mormon. Like, there is a thing there where so much of the state is that way.
The people whose name, by the way, their last name was the whites. That's confusing to people. You have to explain that to people when you tell the story. When you moved out to Utah, they did not like you because you weren't LDS. They didn't like you because of you.
So there it is.
You have an off-putting personality.
Stop it. You do.
No, you do.
We both do. That's why we do this.
What did I tease? Oh, something that I don't really like could entice me back in. I saw there was a little thing that Burger King is doing. I'm not a Burger King guy. You know that. But I have enjoyed some of their advertising lately. They got some new bosses over there. I think they're doing a pretty good job of cleaning some things up. They're very honest about, you know, the work they have to do and how they're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
But Burger King announced yesterday they're going to test king-size sliders in two cities. You can choose between a box of two or a box of six and a choice of flavors. Your choices are deluxe slider, topped with fresh lettuce, tomato pickle, and tangy burger aioli.
Okay.
Steakhouse bacon slider, topped with Swiss, crispy bacon, crispy onions, and peppercorn sauce. That sounds delicious. Bacon and cheese slider, topped with crispy bacon, melty American cheese, and tangy burger aioli.
A lot of aiolis going
on. Yes, they're going to have soft, buttery slider buns, according to them. Now, they're going to be doing this from April 14th to May 18th. Now, this is just a test in two cities. Portland, Oregon is one of the test cities, and Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, baby, Columbus. They love to test it out here.
That's right.
Do you know what king-size sliders sound like to me? Sounds like a hamburger.
Because you're thinking king size.
Blowing up the size.
But I think it's burger king.
The verbiage makes that a little confusing that we're king size sliders.
You know what?
I get it.
This starts next week on the 14th. I'm going to go. I'm going to have some.
You know what? It's been a while
for
me,
too. I'm going to report back.
We were talking about French fries here just the other day, and we went through that ranking, which it was okay, but some of it was a little bit out of whack. And people got back to us that The fries at White Castle, don't forget White Castle has the crinkle fries.
That's right.
So I have not been there in a minute, and we keep saying about the HQ that's right here and the mythical restaurant that's in the headquarters that's not really public, but do they service people that just walk right into the building? I think I need to find that out here.
Well, let's
maybe
go, Timmy.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe in full golf regalia.
You show up like you're playing the Masters.
Yeah. Maybe they'll honor that in a different way. This guy
knock
means
off
business.
Green jacket. Look at him.
No. He's just in full Puma gear. He's got his Puma pants on. He's got his Puma hat. He looks like he's a player. Too hot.
It's too hot with Teddy this fine Thursday. What do you got for us, Teddy?
All right. Before with T-Bone and Tyvus, we're talking about the bathroom. So here's some more bathroom talk, because this is what you guys do a lot, right?
We do.
Yeah, poo-poo and pee-pee jokes,
man,
right?
We got a rep,
no,
Timmy.
I don't think.
We got a rep.
So, I don't think that's very fair, Teddy. There's a lot more to us than just that.
They were talking about this, and Tyvus had some thoughts that now. So let's just listen.
If I didn't think women pass gas or pooped.
What?
When I was younger. Because you never really see it.
When do you see people's poo in general?
No.
What are we talking
about? As far as like passing gas, like they don't never really pass gas.
Tyvus, have I ever passed gas in front of you?
Yes.
No, I have not. I don't pass gas at work. I've never done it.
No,
I've never. Never.
If you pass gas in front of me and I walk past, I'm fainting.
I have never passed gas in front of you. I can assure you I pass gas. There you go.
You know, as you have done this longer and you've become just a little bit too comfortable being around me, like you have devolved.
I have?
To where, yeah, you have devolved. To where your decorum now is so low. You're popping, you know, mints when the segment's still going on.
I can't have a Listerine strip.
No, but the bodily functions, you've been a huge belcher. You've just belched, just bleh. I mean, the little ball hangy, twirling belches.
Wow, the amount of carbonation I drank, it's inhumane to ask me to hold it in.
And then there was a time not long ago where we were out there playing ping pong and you just ripped a loud fart and you actually did like the choo-choo train pull down on the horn when you lifted the right leg.
Now, that was the only time we crossed that bridge. I don't do that often.
No. That was a rare thing, but it did happen.
And I was doing it for comedic effect. Don't tell me
you didn't
enjoy it.
I have not ripped a loud fart in front of you.
I smelt it, though.
Yet.
You ripped something, whether I heard it or not.
There might have been one accidental at one point.
I think you had an accidental crapping.
I've had those before. I hope to keep it clean from here on out.
If you're in the market for a job and you love dogs, then we've got the gig for you. That's coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to an accident that's in the right lane on northbound 71 between Polaris Parkway and Big Walnut Road on the north side. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll talk Masters with PGA professional Paul Hollenbaugh. Plus, we'll head down to Augusta with SI.com's Bob Herrig.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
Hello.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking good to end the week with clear skies overnight into Friday morning across central Ohio. On Friday, we start dry, sunny, hit a high of 75, and then a little front comes in the afternoon hours with about a 50% chance of rain showers, and the weekend looks really good. A lot of sunshine Saturday, middle 60s. On Sunday, from sun to partly cloudy and even warmer with lower 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Mikey, a lot of us have to you know, have some bad jobs at some point in our lives. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you just turned 16 years old and you
have
to
a
take
bad job
some
right now.
Kind of job. Oh, yes. So do I.
Sitting here with you.
Have you ever had any crap jobs?
Oh, yeah.
On the build?
I was...
Not talking about radio gigs. Like, was there anything
assistant
else?
Assistant manager at Spencer Gifts. In the mall.
Back to the Spencer Gifts.
We had muscle relaxers back there. We had penis-shaped pastas. We had it all.
You had some interesting encounters.
I did. I've told Spencer those Gifts. Stories before. Maybe I'll do it one later, but anyway.
So I've had some bad jobs before, too. The dishwashing was not a lot of fun, and I worked in a pill factory for
A
pill factory in Utah for 2 weeks before I gave that up.
Man, two whole weeks, huh?
I couldn't take it. I mean, I was literally in a factory just putting the bottles of vitamins into their slots in the box, rinse and repeat for 8 straight hours. And luckily, the golf course gig opened back up, and so I was out of there. But that was not a fun 2 weeks. Missed a summer vacation for that. That was great. So this company called, and I need your help understanding like what the ultimate point is at the end of this, because there has to be some kind of reason for this job, because it's paying a bit of scratch. Spot and Tango is a New York City-based dog food subscription service. Dog food? And they're on the hunt for contractors willing to receive dog kisses and also stand before a deluge of dog breath. So dog breath sniffers and dog kissers. I go to the actual job description right here. So it says up to $1,000 an hour. That's the salary.
Wow.
My God. It says, are you obsessed with dogs? Do you have a nose that can detect even the faintest hint of funk? Pup Gum by Spot and Tango is seeking a dog breath sniffer to help us take canine oral hygiene to the next level. Pup Gum is our first of its kind dental chew that actually freshens dog breath at the source, and our mission is to make dog breath smell good. All right, I'm seeing the point of this right here.
There you go. I mean, what's the point? That's the point. Does the product work?
You'll be responsible for filtering for the best and worst smelling breath in the city. We need someone brave, bold, and nosy to get up close and personal with the finest canines. You'll be responsible for conducting breath tests around dog parks, creating a funkometer evaluation metric, and running competitive analysis. So are you ready to be New York City's first resident breath buster? Yuck.
First of all, this is not that uncommon. There's weird jobs all over the place.
There's dirty jobs, and I get that.
The people who make dog food, they have professional tasters. In-house.
They're tasting
they're comparing the notes.
Oh,
they're saying it's a little bit too salmony, I think, this one. There are people doing these jobs.
Man.
There are people whose job it is to smell poo for a living. This is their job.
So I guess where I was asking about the point is we got the breath, I can see the point for that. We've got a product here, and we're supposed to be controlling and helping out
Correct. Your
dog's terrible breath. Because I know even just teeth cleanings can be very, very expensive when the dog gets older. And so if you got a product that you can buy from one of these services, from Chewy or whatever, that could work. But then what do we have the kissing for? What are we?
That's the breath, too.
You gotta make sure
the saliva doesn't smell too bad.
We need to actually taste. We need to let the dog lick us in the mouth and in the face.
You're making $1,000 an hour.
I think the breath is good enough. I'm not ever letting a dog get to my mouth.
For Rothman, honestly.
Man.
Yeah, I'm gonna quit my radio show and go hang out with the dogs. What are you gonna do? Lick me all over.
How are they paying up to $1,000 per hour? Maybe they only need 1 hour of work from you in the entire month.
You know me.
That's
the
gist of it.
I'm not a dog guy. I don't have dogs. I've never had a dog. Never had a pet in my whole life. And let me tell you something. I'm going to live and die.
That is.
And never have a pet.
Crazy to me.
But Easter Sunday, I go by my parents and my sister and her family. They've come down from Akron. And when they come down, they bring their two dogs with them to my parents' house. So you got one little tiny dog named Chief. I don't know what type of dog. Don't ask me, but he can probably crawl
tiny.
In your ass. It's a small dog, all right? And then you have a bigger dog named Buck. Buck is big and hairy. He's got the floppy hair.
Buck and Chief.
Buck's a big guy. He's the puppy, though. Chief's an older dog, small. Buck is big.
So he's like the Labradoodle. He's got the fluffy fur and all that.
But it's a running joke. Here's the guy that doesn't really care about dogs, never had a dog. I'm like Caesar Milan.
Of course you
are. With all these dogs. They all want to come up to me. I sit on the couch. They hop right up. They want to sleep right on my lap.
I know.
They want to snuggle up against me. It's like they know.
They do.
They're saying to themselves, I'm going to convert this guy.
And do they ever?
No. I don't.
I have a dog because Sarah's always getting a dog. And it's the same way with Salem. She's always just all day long. There's nothing left to do. I've walked you for 30 minutes. You've spent time in the backyard. You get more walks than any dog on this earth. And then when we're all done and I'm just ready to sit on the couch and watch something, she sits right up next to me and just puts her nose right where my face is supposed to go. That's how it goes. I don't kiss her because I know where she's been, and it always gets me too. Sometimes we'll take her to the vet, and some of the vet techs, they'll get down and they'll like open their mouth up for this dog, and she just jumps right in. I'm like, you know, she just ate a big pile of her crap outside.
These are vets. They don't care.
Like, that's disgusting.
They don't care.
They're going to get sick.
You know what I think it is, though, with these dogs? Seriously, what? I think I'm giving off some sort of real masculine energy.
I wouldn't say too much about that.
No.
About yourself.
Well, here's what I mean by that. Dogs are very hierarchical. That's the right term, right?
Hierarchy?
Hierarchical?
Hierarchical?
Right? Where they're in packs. They have the leader of the pack. They have the dominant male. All of that.
The apex.
Now you're just throwing words out.
You got the A cup.
Yeah, I understand. Be quiet. Can I tell the damn story?
Go on.
So every time I come in, this dog, Buck, I sit on the couch and he comes over and he almost gives me his paw like it's royalty,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, oh, I'm recognizing you are now the dominant male in this home. And they're both sort of cozying up to me. Now, if only they knew that I barely qualify as a man. But to these dogs, I'm giving out something. I could be the leader of the pack.
Maybe you're just the best option who's there at the time. Maybe that's all that it is. Maybe it's just the way you're sitting there on the couch.
Maybe.
And that looks like a comfortable spot.
Yeah, but other people are sitting on the couch. Why don't they go by them? It's always me.
It's just a vibe that you've got.
I guess it is. Teddy, do I have a vibe? Remember that time where you snuggled up against my crotch and I had to shoo you away?
I don't remember that.
No. Oh, okay.
I appreciate this out of the dogs because they know somehow they've got some sensory. They know that it annoys you.
And it does annoy me, but at the same time,
they're going to get closer and closer.
I don't shoo them away. I let them be.
And how do you do that?
I mean, how do I do it?
How do you do that? How do you bottle up the I'm not the pet guy and let the dogs get all in there with you?
When I say I'm not the pet guy, I don't want a pet. I don't wish ill on the pets.
Of course
though.
You don't, but they're still like they're right there on top of you, so
that's okay.
How are you able to just navigate through the afternoon with all the dog
time? It's actually a good excuse to not get up. When everybody else is helping with things like, "Ooh, can I set the table? I wish I could, but I got two dogs sitting on my crotch. I can't go anywhere."
So they'll like get into your lap.
Oh, they snuggle in there.
They're all over you.
Absolutely.
Does Samantha, is she?
I do put Jif peanut butter on my privates before I go.
It's a family dog. Okay.
That may be the thing.
Too hot.
All right. Too hot, Teddy. What do you got?
All right. Now, one of the other things you guys like to talk about on the show is pizza, of course, right? And we had a little talk on Rothman and Ice, and they were chatting about pizzas, like eating as far as eating it cold or having to microwave the pizza. So let's give us the list. Listen, here we go.
Listen, you know where I stand. Pizza is pizza. It's great. Mostly it has to be cooked. It cannot be like, I wish
what
they
would
have
done that.
It's got to be crispy. It can't be. Yeah.
Do you have awful. The patience when it comes to leftover pizza to put it in the oven? Or do you just zap it?
When you zap it, it's awful.
It's not.
But I don't have the patience.
Yeah.
No.
I do because it's worth that extra, 5-7 minutes, yeah, whatever it may be.
I don't know. That's a whole preheat situation, and
I know
another
I know
20 minutes.
But the zapping the microwave pizza is just—it's not it.
I know it's not good.
Neither is cold pizza, by the way.
Not good, but you'll eat it. I will. It's not
good.
You're
desperate.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, that's right. I mean, we've all been there.
Microwaved pizza is better than cold pizza, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a place in society for all these things. All right. First of all, I got no problem with cold pizza. I'll eat a cold pizza. When I do microwave the pizza, I only microwave it to the point where the pizza becomes room temperature.
So you're doing it like for 15 to 20 seconds.
If that.
Max.
Max.
Yeah.
If that. I just want to take some of the chill out of it, but I don't want to make it a floppy, reheated mess in the microwave.
Yeah. I'd rather just You know you're not getting it crispy again.
That's exactly right. Yeah. However, just the other day, we had a bunch of leftover pizza from the weekend. I put it on a tray in the oven.
Yep.
350 for about 10, 12 minutes.
Absolutely.
It was almost like fresh. It was delicious.
That's the move. See, that
for dinner time?
Yeah.
That's the move.
Yeah, that is the move. I will contend, though.
You contend.
That I'm trying to get full on pizza when I'm having it. That's why I'm also such a big proponent of going to the pizza place.
I am too.
And sitting down and eating there as a family, because there are not many joys in life like getting that pizza right on your table.
I agree.
And you
with
even
you.
Have to wait a couple of minutes and have some patience.
Pizza place is tremendous.
Yeah. Yep.
Love a good
sit-down.
You
can't get ever back to that state.
All right, more Too Hot Fun in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit some slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the center lane if you're on southbound 270 at Roberts Road on the west outer belt. Expect things to move slow from Cemetery Road, and there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Boys, I have something for you. I feel like I've got a daily Buckeye men's basketball tidbit at this point as we navigate into the offseason. And we're looking for transfer portal news here soon. I'm going to have a collection of some targets for you tomorrow's show.
I've seen a couple rumors and
yeah,
rumblings.
That's about where it is.
Can I tell you something?
Who we're going to Zoom with?
I don't feel too good about
right?
it.
Right?
The names that I've seen, I don't feel too good about
and
it.
And I'm gonna come in tomorrow with some standards, all right? Because I've seen some compilations out there and starting to look at my own guys that I've liked that are in the portal and put together some rankings. But there's like with everything, there's going to be a consensus like we have recruiting rankings. Sometimes we can miss on guys, and I understand that, and so we'll have a wait and see approach. But we need to make sure that we're going to bring in at least someone that's in the top 15, top 20 of what that consensus ranking board is when it's said and done. When we take a look at all the portal targets that are available, wouldn't you agree? I'd like to get to that point.
I want the big giant guy.
The big giant guy's
bad. 7'9". Yeah.
What do you want to get another guy with Njegovin?
Oh man, you put
can't do anything, but he's tall.
You put them in the paint, right? If we're We're going by dong size.
How do you know? Wouldn't that be bad? Wouldn't that just be the pits?
All right, guys.
If you're 7'9".
Unroll them. Unroll them.
Unravel them.
Let's see what you got.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
Let me throw this Buckeye Hoop stat out there.
Aroused in the paint? No one would go in there.
Oh, my God.
You're going to go bang in the paint with that? He's just fully aroused.
Why is he going to be aroused?
Well, that's part of his game. Happen? You got somebody on the bench that gets him ready.
And who's doing that? What?
Fluffer? Fluffer Nutter goes and gets him ready.
What he checks in at the scoring manager.
Table.
Are we going to bring John Diebler back and that's what he's going to do?
He waddles out there because you can't run with that thing, really. Right? Jeez. And you're just standing there in the paint saluting? No one's going to go down there.
That's how we get back to extra long shorts. That's how we do it.
Can you imagine him?
Because we can't have that going on with the length, with the 5-inch inseams that we have in today's game. I mean, is that a foul? Would that be a foul? I guess it would be. It's part of your body. I mean,
it's not a hand check.
It's a dong check. That's not a doink. That's a dong.
It's not in the rule book.
it's part of your body, so a hard foul. Foul him hard. No, but I saw this, and this just gave me more ammunition. And again, we need to think this way and know these things. Most first-round NBA draft picks in history. Where do you think Ohio State ranks in a top 25 list of that? Most first-round NBA draft picks.
I'm going to guess, because of the way you're framing this, it's going to be surprisingly high. So I'm going to say 15th.
Ninth all time. They are right behind Arizona and right above Louisville.
All right.
You've got Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, UCLA, Kansas, Michigan, Indiana, Arizona, then Ohio State. They're above Louisville, above Syracuse, above UConn, Michigan State, Notre Dame, Maryland, Texas, Alabama, North Carolina State, St. John's. So, and they got Anthony Thompson coming in too. So there's going to be another one. Why do I do this to you?
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm
coming with real solutions.
We're
huge 7'9" erections.
We're getting the ball rolling. We're getting this thing charged up again.
Oh, it's getting charged.
We got to turn this thing into a powder keg so that it can explode.
It's too hot with Teddy. Any more audio for us, Teddy?
Here's a fun one. Only reason I'm playing this is because Tyvus does something in this that sort of mimics something that Timmy does from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's listen to this.
There's one narrative with this thing that annoys the crap out of me with Dusty May. And I have heard multiple people who I like bring this up. I don't agree with it. They keep comparing Dusty May to Kurt Cignetti for Indiana basketball. And here's the thing, all right? You're doing Timmy's bit now. You're just Timmy Hall over here, dude.
I mean, are you kidding me?
What's the bit? The Collinsworth voice or the interrupting?
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
You know what? You're on one today.
Too hot.
What has crawled up your ace?
Too hot.
We're having a good time. I'm having a fun time. Then all of a sudden the voice comes back.
Nothing. I love you, Tim.
What's he doing the Collinsworth for?
You know what?
I don't mind it. Yeah, it's...
Come on.
It's endearing.
Take it as a sign of respect.
It is. Tyvus, you can do any of that stuff. It's all free game.
Give me another one, Teddy.
All right. On Bishop and Friends, Bo was chatting about how, like, his kids, it seems like every so often, or maybe a few weeks or months, it's always like a new, like, fad, like, kind of a toy that pops up, and all the kids have to have it, right?
Yeah.
And there's a new one.
They're called cell phones. It's all they want.
Well, there's a new... toy or whatever it is you want to call it that's out there, and they talk about it.
I cannot stand, I'm guessing most of this comes from social media, but all of these little nonsensical things that they target little kids with. So right now there's this thing that Bootsy and his little buddies are obsessed with called Neatos. It's essentially like a fidgety ball, a blob that they try to collect, and then they get sold out throughout the country, and they create this absurd demand, and then it goes away in a week. I'm telling you, it is a block of like jelly that you just can move with. and somehow that's a thing. And it happens. About every 6 months, there's a new one that comes up, this stupid nonsense that these kids get sucked into, and then I end up seeing delivered by Amazon every other day.
Is it like those Labubus?
It's exactly like those stupid Labubus. It's just stupid.
I don't know Labubu. I didn't know what the hell this thing was called. But yes, this is one of the only other things I can think of that my teenage son has been in on, and it's that Nido thing that we're talking about, the dogs. So it's the weirdest thing. I don't know what kind of scent was on this Nido. Like he's describing, it's just a 3-inch by 3-inch just cube. And sometimes you put it in the freezer to stiffen it up, and then you work on your grip strength, something like that, or you just squeeze it for fidgeting. And this damn dog was finding this thing wherever it was in the house. It didn't matter where we put it. She would open up the refrigerator door and grab. All right, she wouldn't do that, but she's finding it everywhere. I had to throw it in the garbage can. I didn't tell Jack what happened to it. It was just one of those, I don't know. I haven't seen that thing anywhere because no one was doing anything because the dog kept chewing on this and bits and pieces of it were all over the floor everywhere.
I actually didn't know what it was. I saw it at the bus stop this morning.
Just today?
One of the girls at the bus stop had this thing. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what that is. But I didn't think anything of it. And then I hear Bo talking about it. It's got to come from social media. I'm sure it does.
But who comes up with this stuff?
I don't
know.
This is a
$15 item. I mean, do we have like the modern pet rock right here? The guy made $1 million.
Can I say something else, though? I mean, it's a little different now because things are able to be shipped to us instantly. And you know, like when I was a kid, we got like a UPS delivery once a year.
Oh, I know.
We never got packages delivered to the house.
It's ridiculous.
Had to go to the store and physically buy something. And I think that extra step means we just didn't have enough. We didn't have as much crap as we do today. Because very easy to sit down and click, 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 and it comes right to your door. But we had stupid stuff, too. We had pogs and we had snap bracelets and we had other crap. We had the troll dolls. Every single generation, every kid has crap that adults don't understand.
I say this with the utmost sincerity. Anything you can come up with that isn't digital, that has nothing to do with a screen, throw it out.
More the merrier?
Yeah. Throw it out because, again, we were just talking about this before Teddy played that clip. Like, I don't know for kids that are going from like Samantha's age into their teenage years when it becomes so dominant with what's on the iPad, what's on TV, and most importantly, what's on their phone. Anything else that you're physically touching that isn't that, fine. Fine by me. It's just a thing that our damn dog kept finding it. And there's something about it.
What's something about it? The dog probably thinks it's a chew toy.
I know it's not just that, but it's where we were putting this thing.
On the roof.
And she kept finding it. It's almost amazing. I stuffed this thing so deep, like into the cushions. I was like, there's no way. I put like two pillows over it. She dug it right out of there.
You want to get rid of this dog, don't you?
Let her eat it.
I'm just saying, maybe put it in a bed of razor blades. There you go.
Salem, you want to go get that chew toy?
Terrible.
Go get the chew toy. Go get the chew toy.
Good girl.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit an hour slowdown due to a crash that's blocking three lanes on northbound 71 on the north side from Polaris Parkway to Big Walnut Road. It is stop and go from 270. And there's a small delay on northbound 270 on the west outer belt from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
I'm John.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Jackets time at 6:30. Jackets in Buffalo tonight.
Oh, baby.
I cannot stress how important this is. They are all important. I think I need to explain to Rimmer, though, and I just wasn't in the mood. I didn't want to poke at him yesterday. But Rimmer kept saying, even yesterday, the Jackets control their own destiny. It's like, we need to have a better understanding of what that means, Rimmer, because they don't. The reality is, if the Blue Jackets go out and win the rest of their games, but everybody else around them wins the rest of their games,
then you still lose.
Then you're out, and you have no tiebreaker. You have fewer regulation wins than really anybody else that you're competing with.
And you're not making that up now.
Except for the Flyers.
Except for the Flyers.
But they're 2 points behind the Flyers.
Right. So, no, the Blue Jackets do not control their own destiny. Now,
and do we think
if you win the rest of your games,
do we think that's going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Four straight wins against these teams right now?
You had a nice dramatic comeback victory in the shootout against Detroit the other night. Hopefully you piggyback off of that. You got Jet again. I assume Jet's going every night now. All right, we can't have, I know it's condensed, I know they're all tired, but Jet is your best option between the pipes. I don't want to see any more Elvis. Elvis is done.
Even the Saturday-Sunday swing?
It's over.
Depending on how it goes? It's over?
Yeah, I want my best option in goal.
Yeah, no, I do too. I do too, and Jet has not been, again, we talked about it, I don't think he's the reason for this team sliding down the stretch. Like, could he have done a little bit more? Sure, you could always say the goaltender could do a little bit more.
Is he one of the best goaltenders in the league? No, he's not.
But his numbers have been pretty positive.
Does he give this team the best chance to win every single night? Yes, he does. So he should be there. When you were thinking about going to college,
mm-hmm.
did you, when you were making that decision, say, I want to get away from my parents. I want to get as far away as I can. Because some kids are like that. They don't really care about, you know, what they're going to study at college. They just want to go to a certain place and get away.
Yeah, you know, it's nothing against mom and dad. I think that's just natural. Even if I was staying in state, I would have wanted to live away from home and not be that kid that needed to go back home once a month, something like that. So, I mean, my options were a little bit different because I grew up in a certain place. And then right before my senior year of high school, I moved all the way out to Utah, right? So it was an odd move at that time. And I lived next to the Whites, my neighbors, of course. And then I was going to pick a couple options there, but I decided to go to Kansas. So yeah, getting away from home was part of it and doing my own thing, being more independent.
I
think that's something that people look for.
In high school, and he wanted to get out. He couldn't stand his parents to the point where he got accepted to San Diego State.
Ooh, the Aztecs.
Okay, I forget what major he was going to be. I don't think it mattered. I just think that was the farthest one that he got accepted
to. That's a nice town to pick to go to college.
But his parents said, if you go to San Diego State, we're not going to give you a dime
of assistance.
Oh, no. Yeah, my parents were never that way. They were always, I give them credit, they were very supportive with anything that I wanted to do, and they would best to help pay.
What I'm saying is that did not deter my friend. He said, screw you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going. He paid for it his own way.
And good on him, too, because that's not a, I don't think that's a great thing for parents to throw down on their kids.
Well, I don't know if it's good for him, because I think his principal reason was he just wanted to stick it to him. Just wanted to stick it. But I was thinking about that when I saw that RJ Day, son of Ryan Day,
yeah,
was offered a scholarship from Brian Hartline, mm-hmm, at South Florida. And yep, I was just thinking, man, if you really wanted to stick it to Dad. Look,
I'm not good enough for Ohio State,
I guess.
Dad can be the coach, but I can't be the QB.
Those two aren't best friends. Okay? And I don't think I'm breaking any news. If you're semi-tuned in or plugged in to Buckeye Land, not a lot of love lost between those two guys. I don't know if there ever was, but there certainly isn't now.
To be clear, you're not talking about Ryan Day and his son, RJ Day.
No. I'm talking about Ryan Day.
I mean, that could come down the line.
And Brian Hartline, right.
With a lot of life lived.
But I'm saying,
we're not going to put that on them.
No. You really wanted to stick it to Dad. Dad, I'm going to play for Brian Hartline because I think Brian Hartline's the only one out there who can develop me. And he's going to pick me up on his ATV, and we're going to go driving around.
You know the guy that screwed up another national championship run for you?
All right, back page.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I tell you what, I'm seeing more and more of the Masters gnomes out there. They only go for about $59, $50, $60.
Are they real? And there's counterfeit?
No, they're real. I'm saying I don't know if there's someone out there making counterfeit ones
good. Big business.
It possibly could be because they supposedly go for in that 60 range if you're there at the shop.
What's your son doing now, Phil? Oh, he's making fake counterfeit gnomes and selling them on social media. Oh, good for him.
And again, a lot of people hate that they're selling gnomes now because that's not what the Masters always did, but that's an item that's available. And I told you, my father-in-law has one of the gnomes in his place, and he has promised to me that that's mine whenever he goes.
Want me to take care of him?
I'm not saying I'm going to kill him over a gnome.
You don't have to kill him. I'll kill him.
But he also won't smoke a brisket on that fancy Traeger of his, and the invites for smoked ribs are few and far between. And the weather's nice, and I'd like some ribs. I think it'd be a good time to go over there and get some smoked meats, and then maybe a gnome just takes a walk. I don't know what happened to it. Not sure, but they're going for $600 to $700 on eBay right now. So I don't know how I'm going to watch the Masters when I get back. If you were me, would you go back to the beginning of coverage and then watch? Because I'm seeing the scores throughout the entire day.
You know who's doing what.
I know what's happened. Typically for me, I do my best to soak it in. I get up early on a day like today and watch the honorary starters, watch the coverage in the morning, still got a job to do coming here. And so then I'll watch whatever's left of it. Saturday and Sunday, those are my days to really just put a dent in the couch.
Yeah, I think you watch some of the, live from the Masters on Golf Channel.
Yes.
They'll do that until like 9 o'clock tonight.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Enjoy that. Then hop on the socials and check out Paige Spiranak's cans.
Nice cans.
Absolutely.
Hey, another one of my favorites, Gary Woodland, 2-under, who had to win a tournament.
Good story.
After the hole in his head, and he had the brain lesion. He's 2-under par. He's playing with Scottie Scheffler today.
Buckeye Show's coming up next. Jackets time at 6:30. We'll see you tomorrow for a big Friday show. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay on southbound 270 on that east outer belt going from Main Street to US 33. And you're going to hit a five-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Save big money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today.
Save big money at Menards.